This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
First, that was a sudden stop. You are on Joy, Australia's first and only gay and lesbian radio station. Anastasia here with you, taking you through till midday. Now, hopefully on the line, I do have a media personality who we all pretty much know if we've watched a bit of TV and listened to a bit of radio. Her name is Sarah Wilson. Have I got you there, Sarah?
Yes, I'm here. The technology's working.
It's working. We're on, baby. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. Now, Sarah, I want to ask you about sugar because, you know, I think most of our listeners, well, actually most people, cannot imagine their lives without sugar.
That's absolutely true.
Yeah, and you seem to exist without it. Is that true?
I quit sugar about 2 years ago, and it was a bit of an experiment. I was writing a column for Sunday Life magazine where I experimented with such things, and I gave it a go for 2 weeks. And it was one of those things that, like, a bit like doing exercise, I thought, oh, I've gone this far, I'll kind of keep going and going. And, so several months went by, and I just felt so much better, and I became a bit obsessed with it. I did all the research into why it worked, what it was doing to my body, what's the best way to quit, and of course that sort of led to me writing the e-book, I Quit Sugar, which now I think it's close to 50,000 people have done the program. So
it's
a program that seems to work as well because people lose weight on it, they reverse health problems. But yes, I've remained largely sugar-free for 2 years. And when I say largely sugar-free, every now and then I'll eat some chocolate and live with the consequences. At least I'm alive to it. I'm not addicted to it anymore.
That was my next question. Were you addicted to sugar? Do you think you were?
Yeah, absolutely. I was addicted in the worst way as well. I was addicted because I was convincing myself I was eating healthy sugar.
Yeah.
So I was having honey in my chai tea. I was having sort of, you know, muesli for breakfast with lots of dates and dried figs, that kind of thing. I was eating dark chocolate, you know, because we're told dark chocolate.
But isn't dark chocolate, that's the thing though, we're told that these things are really, really good for us, especially dark chocolate. They say that, you know, it's got, it's high in antioxidants, it's really good for you.
Well, same with dates and figs.
Yeah.
Say, you know, it's all really good for you. And this is what I used to say. I used to say, oh, it's all natural sugar. Well, the thing is, there's two things to be said. And you're right, look, there's lots of nutrients in fruit, in dried fruit, and in chocolate. It's about weighing it up. Now, I actually weigh it up this way. I would rather eat vegetables than fruit to get my vitamins. When I consider, in fact, for instance, that a glass of apple juice has 10 to 12 teaspoons of sugar in it.
Oh, my God.
Now, if I'm going to eat sugar, and bear in mind, that science says we should be eating about 6 teaspoons of sugar a day. That's all our body is designed to be able to handle. The rest of it goes directly to our liver as fat. Now, so apple juice, any kind of juice, whether it's freshly squeezed, organic, whatever you want, is about 10 to 12 teaspoons of sugar in a glass.
Oh my God.
I would rather go and get my vitamins from eating sort of vegetables and then go and have 70 or 85% dark chocolate, which only works out to be 1 or 2 teaspoons in a pretty, you know, generous serve.
Yeah.
So that's sort of how I weigh it up. And once you're alive to all of these things, I mean, dried fruit is 70% sugar.
Oh my God.
Have a bowl of cereal, of standard muesli, you're having, some of it's got more sugar in it than Cocoa Pops, you know. It's something that we just get, you know. I was deluded when I was addicted because I was addicted to all this sugar thinking it was healthy. It's all the same stuff once it's in our gob. All sugar.
Well, Sarah, it's very true because there's a cafe that I go to regularly and I've stopped ordering the granola. And they're kind of almost offended, and they're like, "I said, what's wrong with you? You love the granola." But I was honest enough to say, it's so high in sugar. And they, you know, they were very honest to say, to reply, yes, Anastasia, it's got heaps and heaps of canola oil and honey, heaps of honey in it. And that's why it tastes so fantastic. And that's why it's so crunchy.
It's got agave as well. Often these kind of health food type things have got agave, and agave is worse than your standard table sugar or honey. It's about 70% fructose, whereas table sugar and honey is about 50%. But breakfast, Anastasia, is one of the hardest things for people. You know, people will do things like eat banana bread thinking that they're doing something healthy. Banana bread can have up to 16 teaspoons of sugar in it. I'm not kidding. This stuff is more than 50% sugar. You know, healthy muffins. You know, people think muffins are, you know, they're full of sugar. You know, you've got the fruit juice, you've got your granolas and your mueslis. It's a really difficult thing to do. And the thing is, the problem is, the reason why sugar has become so huge is because of the low-fat food industry. You know, our grandparents happily lived on bacon and eggs and eating fat and bits and, you know, bits and pieces like that. They happily ate fat. And, you know, you're Greek.
I'm so Greek. And Sarah, the thing is, though, about this, this is why I asked you to do an interview today. I don't know how I came across, I got onto your website, don't know, I must have been thinking about sugar, but I watched a video that took place in a little Greek island called Ikaria, where you were talking about the Greek diet, and it resonated with me because I thought, oh my God, growing up as a child, this is the difference. In, I mean, mind you, Greek Australians, there's a lot of us that are overweight, but we know when we're having sugar.
That's exactly right. I think the Greeks do, and just to sort of, you know, explain it to your listeners, this particular island, I went there with National Geographic. It's one of the seven places in the world where people live the longest. And so we were there trying to work out whether it had something to do with the food. There's a whole range of different factors at play, but the food there, you know, is typically Greek, but probably even more typically Greek than the rest of the Greek islands because it's so isolated. But they eat large amounts of saturated fat, so your cheeses and your meats and your pork fat and so on, and nuts, you know, and then they eat very little sugar. They do eat the desserts, as you know, they have the honey and they have some of those sort of desserts.
Yeah, the lukumades and,
Yeah, as you say, they know when they're eating their sugar because it's very, very clearly delineated.
Yes.
You know, the rest of their diet is very clean with no added sugar, i.e. they eat no processed food.
Yes.
And so when they eat their, you know, their sugary donuts and so on, they know that they're eating it. It's like, well, this is a treat. It's not hidden. And like I was saying before, the problem with the low-fat industry, because, of course, nobody in Korea is eating low-fat yogurt or low-fat mayonnaise.
Yeah.
When you take fat out, you put sugar in. So if you take a normal mayonnaise, a whole egg, you know, healthy mayonnaise, it has very, very little sugar, maybe 2% sugar.
Yep.
And that would come from sort of the milk products in it.
Yes.
Now, if you get a low-fat mayonnaise, it's around about 20 to 30% sugar.
Yeah.
Because as soon as they take the fat out, they put sugar in to make up for the texture and also, of course, the taste.
Yeah.
Same with yogurt. Yogurt, low-fat yogurt, works out to be far more fattening once it's in your body because it contains sometimes up to 20% sugar. And sugar is metabolized in our body very differently to fat. Fat passes through our cells and gets used up. In our body, sugar, however, goes straight to our liver as fat. We have no ability to actually process and metabolize sugar in our body. So that's the principle behind why I advocate a no-sugar diet.
It's so deceiving.
It so goes against what we're told, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
We're told that, you know, well, sugar's fine, you know, it's healthy, it's natural. Oh, but fat is bad.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, see, that's the thing. That's what I was going to say. Some may say to you, well, Sarah, hold on. You're talking about having fat. You're talking about how's bacon good for us? How's duck fat good for us? How's any of that good for us?
Well, there's two things, and it's quite a convoluted sort of point, but the whole argument, I mean, up until the 1960s, we were completely comfortable with saturated fat. You know, our parents ate, you know, lard on bread, and nobody questioned it. We ate butter, and nobody held back. But suddenly, in the 1960s, this piece of research came out by a man called Ansel Keys, and he was very high up in the government, and he'd sort of won some prizes. Oh, that's right. He invented the army ration pack. So he invented the ideal nutrients for putting into an army ration pack. He became famous. He came out with this study that said that eating saturated fat was bad for us and caused heart disease. He studied 22 countries, but he only posted the results of 7 of the countries. And those 7 countries seemed to suggest that, in fact, yes, high-fat diets led to high heart disease. Well, if you took the rest of the 22 countries, they actually proved the opposite. So his study was completely flawed. But that is what the food pyramid that we all know and we all grew up on is based on. It's that very research. It's now been disproven. And basically every bit of science shows that saturated fat, you know, is the best way to go because basically it fills you up.
Yeah,
it really does. I challenge anyone out there to go and eat a litre or 750 mils of, say, yogurt.
Yep.
But people will drink that much in fruit juice or Coca-Cola because fat fills you up.
It does. Imagine doing 750 litres of lard. You'll get 400 and 200 for sure.
You'd know about it. So we have a full switch. We don't have a full switch with sugar. And what's more, we can metabolise fat. And it's also required to absorb vitamins from the food that we eat. Most of the vitamins in vegetables are fat-soluble only.
Yeah.
So if we're eating a low-fat diet, we're not absorbing as much. It's about basically eating as our grandparents used to eat.
So more or less like the hunter and gatherer diet, would you say?
Yeah, it is. It's a similar principle. It's a similar kind of thinking. It's certainly not Atkins. I'm not advocating only meat and fat. In fact, I advocate eating a vegetable-based diet with meat and fat to flavour and to boost things. It's a flipping on the head because we've just got to accept the science that all of this based on was very, very flawed and it suited commercial interests. Of course, I won't mention names, but let's say the breakfast cereal companies and the soft drink companies latched onto this because they went, wow, we've got a market here. We can create it. And the low-fat industry now is huge.
Oh, it's absolutely...
Yep. They're going to accept... This kind of thinking. We've got to work it out for ourselves and quit sugar ourselves because I can tell you now, no government is going to support a low sugar campaign right now. Not when there's so much money floating around, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Sarah, would you say life's better without sugar? For you?
It is. I'm a nicer person without sugar.
Good.
I was cranky and I had low energy. Of course, I still have days like that, but it's far easier. My energy is far more even without sugar.
Yeah. Now, I do have to say, because if people obviously want to find out more about this, because people are obsessed with the whole thing with sugar, especially being addicted to it. Now, you've done some, have we got some books that we can purchase on e-book? Or tell us about your books.
Yeah. I don't like to plug these things.
No, that's fine, but let us, go on. Plug away.
There's several things they can do. They can go to my blog, sarahwilson.com.au, and there's heaps and heaps of information on the blog itself. And then there's you can actually buy my 2 ebooks there as well. So I've got the first book is an 8-week program, and it basically holds people's hands, you know.
Yes, absolutely.
And it includes all the tips, what whether you can drink alcohol, which, by the way, you can.
Can you? Okay, thank God for that. Okay.
I know. I had the same response. What ingredients to stock up in your pantry and some simple recipes. And then I've got a cookbook as well.
Yep.
And the cookbook is 108 recipes that are all cakes, like, you know, a crunchy nut cheesecake, a really good granola, which people just go mad for.
Yum.
Really like.
Yep.
A whole heap of meals that also help with the detox process, but they're fun meals. They're not like daggy kind of, you know, nut breads and things like that. They're the kinds of things that, you know, chocolate and, you know, chocolate recipes and so on. So those 2 books are for sale on my website.
Fantastic.
As well.
And hard copy is available in December, I believe, because I went to go get a hard copy and I couldn't get one.
No, it's coming. Yes, exactly. It's coming out actually in January.
Okay.
So just in time for the new year when everybody's wanting to detox. So for those old school listeners who want the hard copy version, it'll be out then.
Yeah, fantastic. I wanted to say one more thing before I do let you go, Sarah. One of my favourite recipes is, I don't know whether it's in your book or not, but it's what you do with avocado. You do icy pole avocados with coconut cream chia seeds, and oh my God, amazement.
You sounded very Greek when you said that.
Exactly.
It is a really good, it's a really good one for kids, but also adults as well. It's like basically coconut water, avocado, a little bit of rice malt syrup, which is fructose-free.
Yum.
And my God, they are so creamy and so good.
Yep.
But yes, that recipe is indeed in my cookbook. And it's also, for those of you who, you know, don't want to pay the money off for the cookbook, if you actually scramble around on my site, I've actually got a video where you can actually see me making it.
Yeah, I've seen you making it.
Yeah.
Now, Sarah, do we end up looking like you once we get off sugar?
I don't know.
Because that really highly motivates people. If they saw what you looked like, trust me, they'd be buying the book.
I have the benefit of having a bit of height behind me and
now you're hot.
I like exercise. Yeah, so just, I think that helps.
Take the compliment, mate. You're gorgeous.
thank you. That's very kind of you.
Absolutely. Sarah, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure. And look, I hope you can. Oh, the other thing is, I'm running a I Quit Sugar program at the moment that's 8 weeks up until Christmas.
It started
on Monday.
Yep.
And it's not too late to join. And once again, if people want details, they can go to my site. And it's basically a free program.
Oh, fantastic.
You can sort of join the newsletter. I'm giving away thousands of dollars worth of prizes, including all the ingredients you need to make some of the recipes. And so they can go onto my website. It's pretty easy to find. There's a big sort of button there, and you can join the program and be fit and
absolutely
fired up Christmas and summer. So,
and we all know. And we all know around this time we all want to start looking amazing. So sarahwilson.com.au is the site to explore, and she's got a free program at the moment going. So that sounds wonderful. Again, thank you so much, Sarah Wilson, for joining us this morning at Joy.
My pleasure.
And if you ever turn, absolutely. And if you ever turn into a lesbian or you think about it, you come our way, darling. Greek style. Okay.
I'll keep that offer in mind.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, darling.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.